fourth quarter where I think we, you know, closed better, managed to get some separation, maintain it, even, you know, maybe not playing a few guys down the stretch. Jeff, you know, Dennis, the second half was great. Thiago, I thought, really helped us. Justin Holliday. You know, third quarter, I thought the ball moved well. Everybody shared it. You know, we scored a lot. We just weren't getting any stops. So I thought the offense, after being not good in the first half, particularly the second quarter, I thought the ball moved better. Shots were more in rhythm. And then we were able to turn up the defense or get some stops in the fourth quarter. So, you know, a good win on a back-to-back.
You look at the stat sheet, 15 steals and 10 blocks. Does that speak to the defensive effort?
I think so. You know, I think the activity and the effort, you know, particularly the first and the fourth quarter, you know, I think really allowed us to you know, win a game tonight. And, you know, I think, you know, Kent Bazemore and Justin Holliday's activity and their length on the wings and, you know, Kent tracking down block shots in transition. And Justin with multiple efforts, multiple contests, you know, it's just in steals and hands, and that's part of who we are. So that's what we're going to have to continue to do.
Mike, the Schroeder-T combination in the backcourt, as you play more, do you see you continue to develop in the direction you want it to go?
Which half? So, you know, I don't think it was so good in the first half, but the second half it was good. So I think that's to be expected. And, you know, I think we're going to continue to look at those two guys together, and, you know, if they're both playing well, then we can, you know, it can be really good, and they're both attacking, and then, you know, Dennis makes a few shots, and then that opens things up for him. So, obviously, they were good in the second half.
And then Thiago, I think, provided his most complete game, despite, you know, the box score not being filled up. I mean, I know he's been in the system before, but is he finally starting to understand the play with these guys and which, how that works?
I think he's getting more comfortable. I thought it was good last night, too. You know, I think it's hopefully he's just making a kind of natural progression and getting more comfortable with his teammates. And and I think he's going to help us.
So let's talk about a little bit more about Justin Holliday and how he gets into your rotation, because tonight he just played under 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think he's gotten a couple opportunities and taken advantage of those opportunities. And so I think we went with him tonight without Kyle suiting up, and, you know, he got more minutes and more opportunity. And I think it's his defense and his activity and his length. And then, you know, he's making some shots and making plays. So we've got a good, you know, kind of group there, some young wings that are all, you know, fighting for opportunity. So, you know, tonight Justin got his and took advantage of it.
Coach,
just to the press conference.
You scored 60 points after the half. Was that just a case of making shots, or did you see something that improved in the second half offensively?
Yeah, we talked about that one of the timeouts. I think it was both. I think the ball movement was much better, much more, you know, quicker decisions. The ball was moving from one side to the other. And like I think I mentioned at the beginning, when the ball moves and you get it in rhythm, I think, you know, you're going to shoot a better percentage. You're going to feel more confident. So I think the ball movement led to, you know, making shots at the end of the day becomes crucial. And so I thought we had both.
I just kind of wonder, when you look at the six games, I realize, but a couple games without Tavo, a couple games without Kyle, Muskie's been hurt. Is that reason encouraging that this can go even, progress even further, considering, you know, what you've done here with some guys out?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, regardless of what the circumstances are, I think we always like to look at opportunities for guys to continue to develop and grow. And, you know, Justin Holliday's gotten a couple. Lamar Patterson's played well. You know, different guys, Mike Scott and Muskie, are, you know, they're always kind of, we feel great about either one of them playing the kind of backup power forward. And so it's just, you know, all our guys get to continue to develop and grow, which we think is crucial to our success.